The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, of course, Waterford Whispers News is not the first publication to partially duck behind a paywall as online advertising becomes more challenging. More and more companies and even individuals are charging people for their material. Our reporter, Liam Geraghty, has been speaking to some of them.
All the news that is fit to print is going to cost you online.
Hello, walls.
Paying for content is nothing new. We've been happily buying our cinema tickets or newspapers or TV subscriptions for donkey's years. Online paywalls, however, still have a ways to go before everyone is on board. You usually get a few free articles a month before you have to start paying. For instance, if this report was behind a paywall and you hadn't subscribed, it would probably run out just about now. Hold on, I'll just get a coin. Okay, that should do it.
We had an entire news industry based on people bought a print publication, and that lasted for generations, and no one questioned that.
Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic.
We got to the online world, and the online world is all about the free dissemination of information and content. So we got very used to this idea of freely available information and very freely available news. And then people started to try and reintroduce the ability to make money off of that news, because they're private companies and they're trying to publish this content, so they need to pay for people to make that content. And people reacted really badly to it initially. But what we've seen in the last couple of years is quite a transformation there. And there's a lot of digital native users now who are totally used to the idea of paying a subscription, like a regular monthly payment to a brand such as Spotify or Netflix to get content. Now, no news service has quite cracked that model as a platform yet, but I think that's on the horizon.
The Wall Street Journal began a paywall system back in 96. The Times London in 2010. In Ireland, the Farmers Journal introduced a paywall in 2013. Here's their editor, Justin McCarthy.
I suppose we never gave it away for free, so that we were in a strong position to start from. And really, from the word go, we looked at a paywall model. We did evolve in terms of how we approached that. I suppose we started off falling into the trap of the vanity project and looking and driving unique users. And I suppose it was only after a couple of years we realized that this was a bit of a vanity project. And I suppose we then really focused on delivering a valued subscriber rather than a unique user. So it hasn't been an overnight success for us. We are today around 5,000 paid subscribers. The way I look at it is you make the upfront investment, and it costs the same amount to service one of those subscribers as it does 5,000.
And after all, you're my wonderwall.
While newspapers continue to figure out the best ways to make money from subscriptions, individuals too are trying out the model. For many, it's a way for them to be backed directly by the people who enjoy their work.
Welcome to The Irish Passport.
I'm Tim McInerney.
I'm Naomi O'Leary.
We're friends.
Okay, well to Naomi.
Anuar Fad Tim.
Here's Naomi O'Leary of The Irish Passport podcast, which is funded by their listeners.
Right now, both of our careers work really well with the podcast. So I'm a journalist. I'm going out reporting about Ireland. And Tim, my co-host, he's a lecturer in British and Irish cultural history. Our biggest cost is actually reporting. So what we get from listeners largely goes towards funding our reporting trips. So we have great freedom, total independence in terms of what we publish and even our publishing schedule. And that's worked out really well for us. It was hard at the beginning. We had to learn a lot, but it's really paid off.
I'm Rosemary McCabe, and I am a writer and journalist based in Dublin.
A few years ago, Rosemary decided to put all of the writing and blogging she was doing behind a paywall on Patreon, a crowdfunding site.
Probably about 9 months in, I got to the point where I was earning kind of an entry-level civil service wage, which is kind of how I think of it, from my Patreon. So that's kind of where I am now. Patreon is my sole source of income. You can choose to show or hide the number of patrons you have and also the amount of money you make per month, which I think is very interesting, because in the States, a lot of the creators that I follow in the States will have the amount of money they make each month public, whereas in Ireland, the majority of people I'm aware of have it private. And I wonder if it's something to do with the idea that we have that Irish people are kind of begrudgers. Like, I think in the States, when people see you making a living from something like this, they go, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, you go, girl, get your money. Whereas in Ireland, I think sometimes people see it and go, why should she be getting $3,300 a month for doing this? You know what I mean?
There is a downside to subscriptions, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely scary and it's unpredictable. September was a tough month. I think I lost about 100 patrons at the very start of the month and I kind of went, oh my God, is this the beginning of the end for me? Like, you know, are people kind of getting sick of it? But I think it was probably just because September is a tough month for people. People are, you know, kids are going back to school, you're paying for school uniforms. So you're obviously reliant on things like that. And people can cancel at any time, so they're not locked into a year's contract. So I'd say Christmas will show a big drop off as well, as people go, damn it, I've got the 12 pubs to do and I can't really afford to be giving her this $4 a month when I could be spending it on beer.
Back in Silicon Republic, Elaine Burke says that the amount of free content can be overwhelming.
That you'd nearly pay to just have a bit of peace. to like limit the selection and maybe curate it a bit as well.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.